So yesterday we were looking at 1 Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians, we started off by looking at chapter 3. And but then we went back, and let's just go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we really focused on verse number 6. Verse number 6 says, well, I'm just going to read the whole thing to you in the New King James. Then we'll go back and look at it again in some of the Amplified version. Verse number 6 says, however, we speak wisdom amongst those who are mature, not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it's written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor hath entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Spirit teaches, which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Those are great words by Paul. And this should raise our level of expectation for our understanding of the things that come before us today. For you're not walking into today, just, well, you could be. You can choose to walk into your day just relying on your wisdom, on your abilities, on your skill, on your experiences, or perhaps on all of that, plus maybe the wisdom of the world, the things you've been taught, the things that others, the world teaches you. You can do that. But my question is, how's that worked out for you so far in life? Have you gotten and received the results that you're looking for? Do you have peace? Are you walking victoriously? Are you walking as an overcomer? Do you have joy? Do you find your answers? Or instead, do you find that you're continually frustrated and disappointed with life, and frustrated because you never seem to find the answers that you're looking for? As we saw yesterday, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 6, in the Amplified says, yet when we are among the full-grown, spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, this is where we want to be, we do impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of the divine plan previously hidden. But it is indeed not a wisdom of this present age, of this world, nor of the leaders or rulers of this age who are being brought to nothing and are doomed to pass away. Yesterday I was saying that we have put all of our hopes, and during the election year, we become almost obsessed with the candidates. We become obsessed with the whole political system. And we wind up putting our hopes into a man or to a woman. And it's not just at the presidential level. This is true at all levels of government. We tend to look towards man to solve our problems. During an election cycle, we become almost obsessed on this. Paul speaks really great words here, words of truth. But it is, in fact, indeed, not a wisdom of this present age, of this world, nor of the leaders and rulers of this age who are being brought to nothing and doomed to pass away. Anyone, if you've got any leader above you that does not know Jesus Christ and is not living their life for Jesus Christ, don't look to them. Your hope is not in them. Don't look to them, because as God says to you through Paul, but the leaders and the rulers of this age. Now, Paul was talking about the day he was in, but we're still in the same age. The leaders and the rulers of this age who are being brought to nothing. Look around. How well has our government fared? Because we've put our hopes, we've taken our hopes off of Jesus Christ. We've taken Jesus out of the schools. We've taken Jesus out of so much in this culture, that we've put our hope in the wisdom of man. We've put our hope in our government. How's that worked out? Are you happy? Are you content? Do you think we're on the right path? I'm going to guess if we're honest with ourselves, I think a lot of us would just without hesitation say, no, I'm not content. I'm not happy at all. And we are not on the right path. And I think even if you were hesitant to say that, somewhere deep inside of you, you realize, yeah, this is probably not working. That's because you put your hope in the things of man and the wisdom of man. Of the leaders and rulers of this age, they are brought to nothing. Because they're not looking to Jesus Christ. They're not looking to him. They don't have that wisdom and the insight that Paul is talking about here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Paul said, but rather we are setting forth, what we're setting forth is the wisdom of God, a wisdom that was hidden. You have, now think about this. I'm going to read verse number 7 to you. But rather we have, we are setting forth a wisdom of God once hidden from human understanding and now revealed to us by God, that wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification to lift us up into the glory of his presence. Wow. Stop and think about that. Here's what God is telling you through what Paul is sharing. There is a wisdom and a knowledge. There's a divine knowledge. There's a divine wisdom that has been hidden, was hidden from the world. From the time of sin all the way through, it's been hidden. Hidden from human understanding. Men could not understand it. And men would always, oh, they might have brief successes, but it always winds up. That's why there's never been a culture that's lasted for very long. The Romans, the Greeks, you can go back to the Assyrians, to the Persians, the Egyptians, the Germans. Look at any. No great culture lasts a long time because the wisdom of man is always a failed wisdom. And the divine wisdom, the wisdom of God, the wisdom that provides success, the wisdom that provides answers and direction, has been hidden from man, but through Jesus Christ. Now, we have that wisdom. Why? Because Jesus said he must die so that the Comforter, that the Holy Spirit would come. He must die that the Holy Spirit would come. Because Jesus died, because he defeated sin and death on the cross, by his victory on the cross, by rising again. Because he provided that victory, and then because he ascended to heaven and was seated at the right hand of the Father in total victory, then the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, could then come to earth, which we saw in the book of Acts. And now you, as a born-again believer, your spirit, which was dead before you accepted the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ, your spirit, soul, and body, your soul, your mind, your heart, your thoughts, that was obviously alive. Your body is obviously alive, but your spirit, one-third of who you are, one-third of the creation of you, was dead. But when you accepted the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ in your place, when you accepted that work, then your spirit was made alive because his spirit came into your spirit and made your spirit alive. It's still your spirit, but it is his spirit in your spirit. It's his spirit, the Holy Spirit, in that unique creation of you and your spirit. And now because you have the Holy Spirit in you, with that consideration, let's read this verse again. But rather, we are setting forth a wisdom of God once hidden from human understanding, but now revealed to us by God, that wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification to lift us up into the glory of his presence. Because you have the Holy Spirit of God now within you. You are lifted up. I'm just reading what the word says. If you read that same verse in the New King James, it says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. You have the wisdom of the ages. You have divine wisdom through the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit that is in you, the Holy Spirit is tied. The Holy Spirit is in the presence of God the Father, is in the spiritual realm. This is in the eternal spiritual realm with God the Father always. And at the same time, simultaneously, that Holy Spirit is in your spirit. And so, through the Holy Spirit in you, I'm just reading the Word of God. God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification to lift us into the glory of His presence. You are lifted into the glory of His presence. You. Oh, you may not be able to see it because we still are in this flesh. in the same way that the Holy Spirit ties us to the eternal realms, in the same way that the Holy Spirit ties us to the habitation of God, to the spiritual realm, to the throne room, to that, to the place of glory. The Holy Spirit ties us to that, but in the same understanding, your flesh, this body, ties you to this natural world. And because you're tied to this natural world, you can't see the tie that you have to the spiritual realm. You can't see the spiritual realm, but it's there, and you are tied to it. And you, because you are tied to it, you have that wisdom. The wisdom that was hidden for ages, the wisdom that was hidden, but is now revealed through the Holy Spirit. You have that wisdom. This is the true wisdom, and this is a gift that Jesus has given to you. You have that wisdom. So rather than just floundering through your day today, hoping to maybe somehow get by, rather than just floundering through your day today, seek His wisdom, the divine wisdom, the wisdom of God Himself, the wisdom He has for your life and for the things that will confront you today. Because we still live in this fallen world, so there's going to be bad things that happen. But the Lord already knows all those things, and He has wisdom to direct you through it, around it, or be victorious in it. But He has wisdom for you, wisdom that is vastly superior than your own decisions and your own wisdom.